Okay, to the National Football League. You better, you bet, BetQL. Costos Barkley, Magnificent Football Monday. Let's wrap up week six with our thoughts and bets on the Bills and the Tennessee Titans. So really fun game it profiles as, right? These two teams played last year, remember, on a Tuesday because of COVID situation in Tennessee, and the Titans bludgeoned the Bills in that game, really got their season on track. Offense blew up in that one. So much like last week was, and I think it's kind of like less of a narrative-y thing here, but kind of a revenge spot here for Buffalo, if you believe in that sort of thing. Buffalo, a 6-point road favorite tonight. 6 points at the Titans. Total here is 53. Bills minus 265 on the money line. Titans plus 225. Buffalo minus 3.5 in the first half. Titans, obviously, plus 3.5 in the first half. A.J. Brown is going to play in the game. Brown was added to the injury report yesterday for Tennessee with an illness. He's also got the hamstring injury, and he says that his snaps are going to be limited until week 10, which seems like a ridiculously specific thing to say. It's like, how do you predict something like that? Just wild. And then Mike Vrabel is like, yeah, I don't know if that's true or not. So who the hell knows what's going on with A.J. Brown? But the reports are starting to come out, Ken, that Brown is going to play in the game, which in my estimation is a huge deal for Tennessee, their chances to cover and or win and or send the game over the total tonight. So let's start with side, then we'll get the total here. Any way you want to play this, full game or derivatives, the side tonight, Buffalo visiting Tennessee.
Yeah, I have a small edge on this game, not something that I bet early in the week, but something that now that there's been enough steam on Buffalo, I think it's worth it to play Tennessee. So like my approach to this game is just because of my number in the game and with AJ Brown playing. So like not a lot of injury adjustments required for either side to like really significant players. Obviously both quarterbacks are fully healthy. And that would be the biggest adjustment. No crazy like Cliff Kingsbury COVID stuff. No, like what's supposed to be no crazy weather stuff. Although I haven't checked in the last hour. Maybe that's something I should check in the next break. Cause it's just this time of year, an absolute disaster. Anyway, assuming that all the conditions are ideal and the quarterbacks are healthy and everything, my number in the game is more like 4.5, 5, and we see 6. And so this wasn't an edge kind of earlier in the week that I was interested in playing, but now getting the 6 in a lot of spots, pretty interested in Tennessee. Okay, how do I want to play them? And that's the case. I'm actually going to take a half unit and play first half and full game for a half unit each. So you won't hear me say that I play first halves very often, but it's like a trend recently. And I say recently, I actually mean like the last decade that's been extremely profitable in Monday Night Football games. So the way almost all sports work, to be honest, is home field advantage tends to be really, really pronounced early in the game and then dissipate the more the game goes on. If you look at first quarter, first half, and like this is true basically, baseball I actually know nothing about with home field, but I'll just say for all other sports, that tends to be the case. So Nick's saying in the chat, the weather looks clear. Awesome. First half, if you have a home underdog on Monday Night Football, in the first half, and I believe this is the last 10 years, 27-11 against the spread entering the season. There's only been one instance of this so far this year. It was the Raiders week one opening up their, well, not opening up, but having fans at their new stadium for the first time against Baltimore. Baltimore got out to a big lead in that first half. The Raiders actually had a drive to cover the first half number. 3 shots to the end zone, all of them incomplete, and we end up not covering. I believe the Raiders kicked a field goal on that drive to not cover the number. So it's literally a data point of 1 this year. It's not like we know for sure the trend is dead or it's just something else. But, you know, you figure you have a primetime game. Home field advantage generally tends to be distributed in the first half more anyway. It just happens to, in a spotlight game, seems to create a situation where the home dog tends to cover a little bit more often. In those situations, you also get a really good number tonight, more than the key number of 3. You get 3.5 with Tennessee. Obviously, you capture 0, which is one of the most important numbers as well for a tie. It just kind of makes sense to like, I like Tennessee a little bit anyway, rather than just play them in the full game. We have this kind of powerful trend that's at work here anyway. It also favors the team that I have a number advantage on. So it's going to be half unit Tennessee first half, half unit Tennessee game. That's where I come down.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, I was just planning on just betting Tennessee for the full game. I needed A.J. Brown, like absolutely need A.J. Brown to make this bet. And let's talk a little bit just about like this philosophy that I had here. And it's just like a single game handicapping philosophy, not like an overarching philosophy. I don't really do that. Each game's like its own individual puzzle to figure out. My sense kind of, Ken, was Without A.J. Brown, the Titans become infinitely easier to defend, especially right against the defense with the team with the number one cornerback, like legit shutdown corner like Buffalo has with Tre'Davious White. Like, okay, now you put Tre'Davious White on Julio Jones, who's going to be back in the lineup, and you basically, like, they become infinitely easier to defend, right? You can try and stop Derrick Henry a little bit. I know Buffalo doesn't play with a lot of defenders in the box, but I mean, you could certainly adjust if you're Sean McDermott to try and slow down Derrick Henry. And on the flip side, I think something we both feel confident in, and I know you didn't say this in your handicap, but we can talk about it with the total. I like Tennessee in the game also. Buffalo's going to score in the game. It's sure. So like having A.J. Brown there just makes it like infinitely easier for Tennessee to run their offense. Like they can kind of do all the things they want to do with both the receivers in and the running back in. So this is going to be, and we'll see about A.J. Brown being on a snap count. Like who the hell knows with this kind of stuff? Like Tennessee obviously wants to win the game. As long as they're within shouting distance of winning the game, like I don't feel like A.J. Brown's going to be on the bench here. So I'm kind of with you here on Tennessee. I think the Titans can score enough to keep up in this game. And the number just feels like it's a little out of hand, doesn't it? Like, I get it. Buffalo's awesome. Buffalo's better than Tennessee. They should be favored in the game. Shouldn't this number be like 3.5? Like 4 maybe? Like 6? You're going to give me 6? I think I have to take the points with Tennessee here, Ken. And you know, since I'm a team guy, I'm gonna take you a step further, man. I'm going to go full unit on both Titans full game and Titans first half. So how about that? Wow. I'm going to ride with you on the first half because I love that angle that you have. And I think it's kind of like selling Buffalo at Buffalo's height in the market almost here. Like this is a crazy spread. I feel like -6 on the road in primetime.
Sure. I mean, it's also, and people will notice like this was a case we kind of made for the Chiefs last week too. Like it's unsustainable to win a lot of games consecutively by large margins in the NFL, no matter how good you are. Like Tom Brady Patriots weren't even doing this in a lot of situations, and they hold basically all the records for like dominant consecutive performances. Basically, like they were never doing this. So you're intuitively, once you get to a certain point, you're always kind of looking to play the other side. A couple notes. So to clean up something I said earlier, the Monday Night Football trend, most NFL trends that I have are separated into two parts of the season, the part where teams have quit and the part where teams have not quit. So basically for this one, you kick out like the final month of the season, basically, because you're going to get home dogs sometimes where it's like third string quarterback, the coach is going to get fired, no one cares. You see a lot of weird behavior with markets in the last month of the season, so that is not a full season trend. I said last 10 years. It is last 10 years, but it's not. You kick out the final month of the season because that tends to be when a lot of the quit stuff comes in. We actually end up playing favorites in some of those situations. So anyway, and then the second thing would just be looking at some of the spreads for Bills games up to this point, and obviously they've kind of gained steam as they went along, but 6 is kind of interesting. You know, you bring up two data points basically with similar spreads. It's kind of like, how does Tennessee profile versus these teams? Buffalo in home games against Pittsburgh and Washington closed right around this number. So again, at their place against those two teams, 6.5 and a juiced 7 toward Washington in those games. Pretty similar point spread here. I have the Titans rated not a ton better, but absolutely better on a neutral field, and the game is in Tennessee. So it does give you that idea that it's not like Buffalo is not better. It's not like they're even like 4 or 4.5 points better, just a little bit more of a tax, probably based on how Buffalo's played so far. And usually early in an NFL season, those taxes are unwarranted. They're usually overreactions to one or two, or in this case for Buffalo, this 4-game winning streak that they're on where they've won by large margins.
Yeah, and I just want to be clear on this. Like, if A.J. Brown not going to play in the game,
would have made it tricky. Would have made it real tricky.
I don't know that I definitely would have bet Buffalo, but I would have given it consideration, like never betting Tennessee without A.J. Brown. Like he's that important to this offense. Cause now you get the Tennessee offense, like, and like he could play one play and like grab his hamstring and come out. Like it's possible. I have to assume that he's going to be playing in the game, right? If they're saying
so could Josh Allen. I mean, you know, just true. That can happen to football players.
Yeah. Like you get the Tennessee offense at full strength here, right? In terms of like the three big pieces that they need to make this engine go with Brown, Julio, and Derrick Henry. So now like, Buffalo can't disrespect the run because Henry's going to punish them. They can't disrespect the pass because they've got Tre'Davious White, but here's Julio Jones on the other side to like Merck, whoever like your the other corner is that's going to be on him. Like you just can't do it. They just can't. So I think Tennessee's going to be able to score to stay in this game, certainly here. So I like your take on first half. It's an angle that we've talked about a lot on You Better You Bet, and certainly like the angle on full game with the Tennessee Titans. Ken, what about the total of the game, either derivative or full game total, sitting at 53? And I know people have been asking about BetQL's 5-star play. We'll give that out before we do the Prop King segment to close the show.
Yeah, I look at it and, okay, so we're like far above league average. Correct. And then it's kind of a definition of degree. Like, is this, you know, Buffalo obviously played in like the completely crazy game against Kansas City with, you know, total 57. Like, should it be that? Or obviously Tennessee's offense not quite as potent as Kansas City. They're both, their defenses are terrible. I agree that it's going to be a high scoring game. I don't see like an edge necessarily that I want to play at 53, 53.5. Buffalo's team total very, very close to identical to most of the games that they played so far. They've been a team that's been like a 29.5-30 team for like about a month here, basically. That's how this game profiles. So I expect Buffalo to score. I agree with that team total. I think, Nick, it kind of comes down to like, do you think Tennessee's going to score a lot? And like, do you want to play them to go over their team total? Maybe that's the angle. I don't know.
Yeah. Buffalo's team total right now sitting at 29.5. Ooh, man, I kind of think Buffalo's going to go over that team total. I think I'm actually going to leave the total alone here, Ken, as much as I do want to play the over here. Can I interest you in the over? Do you want to ride in together
the
on
game
this
over?
Yeah, the game over.
I mean, it's pretty correlated. It's just, will Tennessee score or not? Seems to be the question that looms over the game, basically.
Well, they have to. And if we like Tennessee to cover the spread, like, they have to score. Like, they can't not score. And, like, they can't, like, cover, like, a 17. Like, they score 17 points, they're not covering. No way.
Do you want to parlay the two of them?
I don't know if I want to parlay them, but we can just do them straight, right?
I'm just playing Tennessee, man. It's basically the same bet, I guess, at this point.
All right. I like the over 53 points as well. Let's make a quick break here, and on the other side, BetQL's five-star play and the Prop King to close the show.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The Prop King, Nick Kostos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.